Sometimes, I don't know if you can remember when at some point we asked our parents for something with such insistence that after saying no and no and no, in the end, they gave in and they gave us what we were asking for. And after obtaining it, we realized that our parents were right, and it was to avoid certain inconveniences or certain uncomfortable situations, not very good, that come after what we obtain. In general, this happens to us in life. We try to achieve many things and go against the current, right? We ignore God's advice. We simply nod our heads to get out of trouble. And then when we do what we want, and we have serious consequences, then we realize that God always had the best answer, and that God's advice was the best. However, many times it is necessary that through difficult circumstances we learn. It is sad that as human beings we do not want to learn in the good way. And sometimes we have to learn by the way of falling. However, the Father is always there to hold our hand. And that is the wonderful thing about our Heavenly Father. Now, because He is always there, we are going to think that we are going to live life of trial and error, because we would be foolish if we fail only once and we realize that our Heavenly Father is really right. I think that the next time we will pay attention, or even more attentive to His advice, to comply with it. That is why Jesus compares the prudent man with the one who listens to His words and obeys it. Prudence is knowing how to listen to the advice that comes from the Lord and obeying it to the letter, not accommodating it to our own desire as we think it should be. A private interpretation of God's word can lead to disastrous consequences. The word is not a private interpretation. That is, we cannot interpret it as I believe or accommodate it to my well-being. Each word that comes out of the mouth of God is aligned with the purpose that God has determined for one who receives it, the word of God, and the purpose in your life. They have to be penetrated. It's like when God sends His word over you. It is that I sent that missing piece of the puzzle called purpose in your life. And once it fits, not by force, but it fits, because it is made to measure. Everything works correctly and you walk in blessing. You walk in victory. I have small children, and usually every time they want to do something because they think they are independent, they want to let go of my hand. And I think that if you are a father, you have been able to understand it. And if you are a son, I think that as children, we have been able to live it. And my children at some point let go of my hand because they want to ride skates or they want to do this on their own. And then they realize they can't. They fall to the ground and I reach out my hand to pick them up. And this is how our Heavenly Father is. Today I want to talk to you precisely about a king. A king who intentionally guarded his heart for certain acts that he lived. Miracles that occurred in his life, let's say that they put him to the test, to a litmus test, not because God wanted to see him suffer, but so that he himself could realize and could understand that apart from God, we can't do nothing. That many times, what we consider to be good, God is already ahead of what we are thinking, and therefore many times, what we consider good, the Father is going to say no to you. And that is going to be His radical response. Unfortunately, we don't like the no, but they are necessary. The Father is always in control. God is always in control of all things and has the correct answer. Only that we do not tune in, because that is not what is reaching our hearts. Because it is not what we wanted. But yes, what we really need. Therefore, it is important that in the middle of each fall, in the midst of every situation in which we fail, we can know what is in our heart. And to know what is in the heart, many times God has to let go of our hand. This king is called Hezekiah. And I invite you to read there a moment. In the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 32, verse 24, says the word, "At some time, Hezekiah became seriously ill. So he prayed to the Lord, who healed him and gave him a miraculous sign." I'll explain it a little. Hezekiah, as a king of Israel, is visited by the prophet Isaiah. That word can also be found in 2 Kings in chapter 20. He talks about what happened with Hezekiah. God tells Isaiah, "Tell Hezekiah that I prepared his house because he is going to die." And that's tremendous, right? That news. Let him tell you to get ready because you have a few days to live. Hezekiah, when he received that news, prayed to God, and before Isaiah left the palace, God makes him go back with a new word and says to him, "You know, Hezekiah, God says that he is going to give you 15 more years of life. He is going to extend your life a few more years." Hezekiah gives thanks to God and is happy. But what happened from then on was totally a turnaround, because God, through what happened in those moments, showed what was in Hezekiah's heart. Look what verse 25 says. "But Hezekiah did not respond adequately to the goodness which had been shown to him, and he became proud. Therefore, the anger of the Lord came against him and against Judah of Israel." Tremendous truth. In verse 31, it says, "However, when ambassadors from Babylon arrived to ask about the surprising events that had occurred on earth, God turned away from Hezekiah to test him and see what was really in his heart." I think that many times we lack this treatment from the Lord. God's dealings have a purpose. God does not allow certain situations in our life to damage us for a while, or because he has forgotten us. On the contrary, he has his eyes always on us, and there is something that is preventing us from walking in his purpose. He needs us to know him. God already knows our heart. He reminds me, as in Deuteronomy in chapter 8, God takes Israel to the desert, and through Moses tells him, "Take them to the desert to test them." Why? To know what was in his heart. It is not that God needed to know it. It is that we need many times to be confronted and realize our reality, because sometimes it happens to us when we are children, when our parents forbid us something, and the hatredness jumps, the rebellion jumps, the pride that we carry jumps, and we tell him, "You are not in the era. You are an old man. You already have to get involved in the new era, in the normal dad, mom, etc." And we consider that the little knowledge we have of life exists, what our parents have already known. And we enter a rebellion that is simply consequences of our hatredness in the heart of the human being. And let's say it was the same thing that happened to Hezekiah. After God healed him, Hezekiah was filled with hatredness. And when one of his greatest enemies, the king of Babylon, he sends a group of people. Let's say they were like some spies. They sent him to know what had happened to Hezekiah and to find him. They found that he is healthy. They want to go and look, and they bring him details. They bring him gifts now. A hasty person, an arrogant and stubborn person, does not listen to anyone's advice and considers that what he receives is because he deserves it. And that raises his ego more, right? When those from Babylon arrived and brought gifts, he was inflated and he grew up. His head got bigger. And I consider what was worthy of those details. What happens when we are rebellious? We don't obey. We run out of discernment. And pride does not make us see the traps that the enemy is placing around us. Therefore, Hezekiah in his pride did not speak of God. When they asked him how he was healed, he did not tell them that God did a miracle. No, he was in charge of honoring God. But he began to talk about his actions and also opened his treasures and his hastiness and his pride so they would know all the wealth that Hezekiah had. Tremendous truth. He did not know that he was opening his heart, the palace, his family, and his greatest treasures to his worst enemy. You know what? A test can bring out the true character of a person. God tested Hezekiah to see what he really was like and to show him his defects and the attitude of his heart. God did not abandon Hezekiah or tempt him to sin or deceive him. The test was to strengthen him, to develop his character, and to prepare him for the challenges he would face later. Now, I have started to meditate a little. If God had told him, organize your house because you are going to die, I believe that God wanted to save him suffering that he was going to have later because God already knew what was in his heart. And particularly taking him away was, well, I'm going to bring my presence to avoid everything that you are going to have to live, Hezekiah. But sometimes we can compare that to our daily life when we deserve things and we are so blind with a relationship it really does not suit, blind with a work we long for, but really it is stealing your time for God, blind people with businesses that we consider to be the latest and which is the best need. We do not realize that they are taking us away little by little. They are blurring us from the purpose, right? At a different pace, in another sense, and many other things that we consider good. And that when we receive a no from the Lord, or we are worried, we try to ignore, and we continue like mules, stubborn, forward. And until no, we hit the world hard, hard against the wall. We do not recognize and say, Lord, you were right, because God had to release Hezekiah, as he has had to release us many times, to know what is in our heart. And that's how it happened. So when Hezekiah was released, God was showing him, I wanted to avoid all this suffering, not only for you, because Hezekiah would fail and be filled with pride and to show all his treasures to his envoys of the king of Babylon. When Isaiah arrives and asks him who they are and what have you done with them before them, he said, I showed them the empire. I showed them the kingdom. Everything I have built, all my treasures, I showed them to them. Isaiah tells him, what a wrong thing you have done, Hezekiah. You blurred. And you, for your sake, as long as you live some years, these 15 years, there will be peace. But later, this will turn around, all as a consequence of the bad decisions you made, Hezekiah. In times of success, most of us are good, right? But unless our strength comes from God, when the pressure comes, the problems, our pains, or perhaps every good thing, that facade, goodness is quickly removed. And what is in our heart is revealed to us. Now, if we have a close relationship with God, that should not worry us. We should not worry that the test reveals, right, what is in us, because it will be an integral, simple heart treated by God. But the problem is when hastiness occupies that space and we consider that what we think is really the right thing. Hezekiah became proud and showed what he did not have to show. Unfortunately, his actions revealed his great pride. Instead of giving glory to God, he highlighted his pride. And in the end, he recognized that he failed. But, and the consequences were on the way. The same has happened to us. I think we have to meditate today, perhaps. That trial by fire, it is not only the moments of scarcity. I believe that the one of the greatest trials by fire that human beings pass is when it is in abundance, to see if we give glory to God and our heart does not change. How good it would be if we were right and that we were grateful and with a heart willing to honor God to receive more than what we have already received. Think about it. What is your litmus test today? Is there pride in you? Are you showing everything that is in your heart to simply highlight what you have achieved? Your ministry, your family, your work. And I did it for this and for that. And it was me. Or did you really say it was all thanks to God? By grace, I am what I am. Father, I thank you for these words and this wonderful time. This devotional that is short, but Lord, no matter how short your words are, you teach us and reveal your truth to us. And how good to continue in this life if we can see first what is in our heart. To not make what is in us become a stumbling block to separate us from the truth and your goodness. We know that apart from you, we can't do nothing. Lord, that is why today I ask for each person who receives these words. May they understand it, Lord, and that through your Holy Spirit, you give them that understanding in what you need to speak to them. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that we do not despise this advice that comes from you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He wants to extend the invitation for you to stay connected. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. Blessings.